Martha, Martha. I knew some Marthas growing up in my life. Whenever there was company coming over for dinner, especially on those special occasions or for just a fabulous party, the Marthas were about getting everything ready. I mean everything. All the details from the menus, decor, seating arrangements, all hands on deck. If you were breathing, you were helping. Chopping onions, polishing silverware, sweeping floors. At times I get a little bit into myself and say to my mom, this is why you had me, so I can help you polish the silver when company's coming. Whatever Martha had to do, she did, because that's what you were expected to do as the hostess when guests came to your home. Now, back in the day, Martha was doing exactly what women of that time were expected to do. Jesus and his disciples and probably a few others show up at the house. This house was most likely in Bethany, not only Martha and Mary's house, but also the house of Lazarus. Mary goes into action, holding up the tradition, holding her place in service and purpose to the one, two, or three that were gathered in conversation. Just to note, Jesus at the friend of their house and the dear friend of his house, Lazarus, meant Martha and Mary were familiar with Jesus. They had a relationship with Jesus, an understanding of who he was and what he stood for. And perhaps this added to her vigilance of making sure everything was in place, to the fact that she became outraged at Mary's disrespectful behavior, who was clearly not following the norm, doing what women were expected to do. She had the audacity, while Martha was toiling away, getting everything just right, she was at the feet of Jesus, listening to everything he came to say, not missing a moment of his gifts. While Martha was up to her neck, sweating in all the work, Mary was at the feet of Jesus. And perhaps it was her familiarity with Jesus that Martha felt totally comfortable calling Jesus out, as well as his sister, as well as her sister Mary. Jesus, don't you care? As she spoke the word, shaming her sister's actions. Now, I will say that being placed between two strong-willed women doing what they felt they needed to do put Jesus in a kind of precarious situation. And anybody but Jesus surely would have been swallowed up in it. But when Jesus comes to your home, when he comes into your house, he's not there to mess it up any more than when he came into the world not to destroy it, but that we would know God's love. Instead of scolding Martha and getting distracted by the norms of the time, he calls her name twice. The first to get her attention, and the second to redirect her focus on him. Martha, Martha, why are you so distracted? I see that you are worried and distracted. You see, Jesus knows us. He knows when we are so wrapped up in what all is around us that we get pulled away. We get disorientated. We get lost and bothered. We don't even realize how lost we are at times, that we can't find what we need when the clutter is blocking our way. We carry our baggage, dragging it around everywhere we go, resulting in us becoming lost. So lost that even when the Son of Man is in our house, in our presence, in our hearts, We can't stop the world from swirling around us, even for a brief moment, even enough to say, stop the world, I need to get off, and pray to be with Jesus. So Jesus says to Martha, Mary chose the better part, which to pray. But in that statement, the better part, Jesus is not dismissing the work of Martha, because that part is important too. Jesus gives us all work to do, and he is not dismissing that work, but the other part is to pray and to be in prayer, to be at the foot of Jesus when you can, how you can, where you can, with who you can, because prayer builds our community, and to function both parts, work and prayer, to come together to build a whole and working and loving child of God. For if we are becoming so much about our business, of the work that defines us, then we are not taking time to be in prayer with God, meditation and reflection, building this community. We get so distracted that we become less of who we are as children of a loving God and who we are meant to be. And in those times of distraction gives root to our weaknesses, our fears, our doubts. They begin to root like weeds in the garden. Our agitation, our jealousies, our anxieties, the fear of not being enough. Our hearts become hardened. And all around, we soon become more about us, me, what I'm doing, than about them, about others, about the total community. And we lose sight of what is truly important. In this gospel, Jesus is calling Martha away from those distractions, back home to where the heart is, where Jesus is, where the glory of the Holy Spirit is, that moves us where we need to be, reminding us all to be sane and to be whole as children of God. Now, it is easy to read these words in itself and become distracted, getting lost in the weeds that this is a gospel about two women on other sides, sort of, you know, going against one another. Or that Jesus should have sent the men to go and help Martha. We can't get lost in the moments that some say Jesus should have spent more time elevating women and lifting them up. Well, we know throughout the Old Testament and also in the life of Jesus' ministry that women played a very vital part. And we also know that Jesus' words were not just to women or just to men or just to the rich and not the poor. It was to everyone. Everyone was meant to hear these words. And in those, setting a stage for a radical shift, not only for women, but of society, that no matter how powerful, how busy, how much you have to do, that you need to take time to be with Jesus. So all I can say is, beloved, Jesus' words from the beginning are not for one, but they are for whole. Not for one part, but for the whole part. Getting away from the distractions of the world then and surely now. And we know that when all of our parts are in sync, working together like a fine-oiled machine in prayer and action, in the Word of God's love, justice, and peace, the temptations and evils of ignorance, fear, and hate have nowhere in our beloved community. We clear away the debris causing that radical shift in these between days to stay focused and present on what we need to do. In prayer and action, we are lifting up everyone at these times, the marginalized, those seeking a home with women, our families, those with disabilities, our LGBTQ community, our asylum seekers, those who are sick and suffering and lost. We are calling all to do the work for one another, to be with one another and support one another in a new and higher way than how we have either in a very long time or ever before. We also know that women have been lifted up in prayer and action throughout our history. We know that many women have done amazing things, as well as men, as well as all others. Today, I invite you to a forum that Joseph will be giving after the service today about such an incredible African-American woman, Reverend Paula Murray, who is the first African-American woman ordained as a priest in the Episcopal Church. I stand here in part because of the work she did, but also because of being a devout woman of prayer. As we all sit here in these pews, we stand on the shoulders of many others who walk before us to give us the rights, the voice, the will, and the presence, the example, to be of good work and to be in solid prayer. And in those actions, we are indeed changing the world and bringing back the place that we need to be, home with Jesus. We know we are living in a world flowing with distractions in our own lives, and in my own life, I have intentionally made a point to find a place to be at the feet of Jesus. I share with you honestly that I need to be as good as a Christian in the best of times as I am in my most challenging times. I'll say that again. I need to be as good as a Christian in my best of times as I am in my most challenging times. For you see, when I am in the most challenging times, when I am most distracted, when I am being swallowed up by my own fears and doubts, distractions, Jesus shows up in my home and in my heart and leads me in prayer in one of those Marsha, and sometimes I need a third Marsha. So I can be renewed, reborn, resurrected in a new life in Jesus Christ. So I can go out in the world where I am not tempted by the distractions anymore. So I can get back on track in God's name to his glory, to be a witness and testimony of what a child of a loving, prayerful God can do. So let us celebrate Marthas and the Marys in our lives and in one another, both parts coming together to the greatest part, to be one in the glory of God, in service, in listening, and in prayer, glorifying in God the work that he has given us to do, giving praise to God in the opening of our spiritual home, to be filled and embodied with the Holy Spirit, to do more than we can pray, ask, or hope for, and even imagine, to come together as one, as siblings of God, heirs to Jesus Christ, to the glory. Amen.